whole guardrail washed away, and then much of this walking trail.
Ed Kowojski with the Bad River Tribe points out a portion of U.S. Highway 2 that was severely damaged in last July's flood. The flooding caused more than $5 million in damage to the reservation's roads. Downed trees and twisted culverts blown out by floodwaters still line the road banks. Tribal Chairman Robert Blanchard says the recovery is ongoing.
We've still got places out there that are not passable yet because of washouts. We have a number of homes that have been affected. Those are being taken care of, so people are getting the help that they desperately need to make their home livable again.
Around 10 homes were damaged on the reservation. Hundreds more homes and businesses were impacted across the 8 counties that were part of a presidential disaster declaration last August. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has awarded Wisconsin a little more than $8 million so far. But FEMA is still working with local officials to assess the damage at another area hit hard by the storm, Saxon Harbor.
There you go. Thank you much.
A handful of customers are drinking beer at the Harbor Lights restaurant and bar on Saxon Harbor. Grace Hines and her husband, Bill, have owned the business overlooking the 90-boat slip marina and campground for more than 40 years. The harbor is a shell of what it once was. A temporary bridge has been installed, but a permanent plan to rebuild is still in the works. Business is down more than 60%, and Hines says the recovery seems to be moving at a snail's pace.
One thing depends on another, and that's what gets frustrating, and that is what we're getting the questions on as people come in now. It's been a year. Why does it still look like that?
In Ashland County, Highway Commissioner Emmer Shields says they've repaired about 90% of road damage, but some towns that have finished work are still waiting to be paid. He says that could place the county on the hook since it fixed some of the damage for them.
And the towns we know can't pay until they get the funds. In some cases, what's happening, of course, is that the towns that weren't working with us borrowed money to pay contractors. The contractors have already been paid, but they're still waiting for the money. So they're paying interest on loans that they took out to get this work done.
Even though Wisconsin has received funding from FEMA, the state can't provide reimbursement for repairs until projects are done. That's according to Lori Getter with Wisconsin Emergency Management.
We understand it's frustrating because, again, for many small communities, when the damage occurred a year ago, it really hit hard on those local budgets. But again, we need to follow those procedures and policies and, you know, make sure that the work is completed before we can reimburse.
So far, a little more than $2 million has been paid out to state and local agencies, but Getter says a lot of areas are still working on repairs.
I think people would be surprised to learn that we have projects that are probably going to take several years to complete, such as Saxon Harbor. They're not going to start the campground till next year. So it's going to take some time to get some of these roads and bridges and everything repaired.
But Hines, owner of the Harbor Lights restaurant and bar, says no one thought the recovery was going to be overnight.
As a whole, I want to get through July and know that nothing more is going to happen down there to make it harder and harder for it to be fixed, because it just goes on.
Hines says she and her husband are planning to stick it out for as long as they can. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.